prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it.
Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. Good love.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we'd like to empower you, and that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show, and we are going to be talking about a silent pandemic. Yep, there's stuff going on out there that the government and health authorities prefer you didn't know about, so we're going to talk about it. Also, we're going to be talking about some artificial cells and just how far we can get on other topics. We'll just have to see in our quack report. Can't forget that. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking Lord's face and hope you are too. Today's devotional puts us in Matthew 6. We're instructed to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. And then if we go to Hebrews 11, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And don't forget, God's might is sufficient, and I'll take it. And I hope you are minding the time, because it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, we have a mysterious infection. We're going to be talking about that for the first part of the show. This is a germ, a fungus called Candida auris, and it tends to like people that have weak immune systems or have chronic illnesses. And so it is spanning the globe. It's not just here in the United States. It's in 20 different countries, and the CDC has put it on their urgent threat list. So it is suspected. We have created this drug-resistant fungus through overuse of steroids, antibiotics, and fungicides that we spray on crops. Aren't we smart? And so everything was not coming up roses for a man in New York who went in there to the Brooklyn Mount Sinai Hospital just to, you know, have his usual routine done before your surgery, whatever surgery he was going to have. And they discovered when the blood test that he was infected, they put him in isolation, and he was dead in 90 days. So we're going to talk about the mortality rate on this silent plague when we get into our topic for the first part of the show. So moving along in the quack report, FDA inspections revealed that the factories in China making your generic drugs, especially your cardiovascular drugs and some other medications, are tainted with carcinogens. So 30 different companies overseas in China had carcinogenic material in their drugs, and the federal agency, your FDA, has been forced to put out dozens of recalls on your blood pressure meds and some other drugs. So
Yeah, how many Americans? One out of every, three Americans is on a heart drug. Last but not least in the Quack Report, if you're in New York, especially in Williamsburg, New York, the mayor there, de Blasio, has just declared a public health emergency and has mandated the measles vaccine for people who have been exposed to the virus in that area. So the health department of the city there is checking records on individuals who may not have up-to-date vaccines, and if you do not comply, they will fine you $1,000. So here we are, health emergencies. I think talk radio has been talking about that happening in the future, and here we are with it right before us. So mandated vaccinations, and if you don't comply, be fined. So it is here. And make sure you got a pandemic kit. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit, too. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so let's talk about this silent pandemic that's going on. You know, science is reporting on a new pathogen, and it's kind of scaring the pants off the CDC, to be honest. Okay, so you're really not hearing much about it in the media, this new plague, because it has lethal power to contaminate and spread and even kill within 90 days. So the inventions, of, as I mentioned, that modern science thinks has contributed to this threatening situation would be the overuse of your prescription drugs like antibiotics and steroids and, of course, chemicals that are also causing the resistance, your fungicides. And also, don't forget your gene editing out there. That technology is making non-lethal pathogens more lethal. So we live in a time that was actually predicted during the time of Moses. If you recall, in Deuteronomy 28, it goes, choose life and obey God and receive the blessings, or disobey and bring the plague of Egypt and every sickness and every plague not written of in this book. So the Bible actually specifically talks about the plagues and diseases and sicknesses we are witnessing today. It lists inflammation, which is a chronic epidemic today, as well as consumption. So we have various respiratory diseases like SARS and COPD. How about extreme burning? And what comes to mind is diabetic nerve pain. How about war, where you get germ warfare? That was in the list there in the Bible, as well as blasting. So bombs and various aerosol sprayings, chemtrails, vaccines, and pesticides is bombarding everything, as well as mildew. Mildew or fungus was on the list. So this was predicted thousands of years ago. So the new plague, according to the sprinkling of reports that we're seeing, it's a superbug fungus called Candidius auriferus, and it's a pathogen and has been put on the CDC's urgent threat list. Now, according to medical reports, the fungus is highly resistant to antifungal drugs, and there really aren't any other medications that can stop it. So the pathogen is said to be invasive. It sticks to just about every surface. And as I mentioned, the guy in Brooklyn, Mount Sinai Hospital, he brought in this case, and according to the staff in the quarantine area, they needed to heavily scrub it down. And we got to take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk about what comes next. Be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about the silent pandemic. Yeah. You know, here's a quote from Dr. Scott Lauren at Brooklyn Mount Sinai. He says this. He says, tests showed that the fungus was everywhere in the room. This was the quarantine room for the guy in Brooklyn. We needed special cleaning equipment, he says. We had to rip out ceiling and floor tiles to eradicate it. Everywhere you look, it was covered with this pathogen. Walls, bed, mattress, bed rails, doors, curtains, phones, sink, whiteboard, poles, pump, canister fittings and holes, window shades, and everywhere the room tested positive. Goodness. And the first case of this infectious fungus was in Japan, 2009. That's when they first discovered this variety. And by the way, hey, Frank, you like this part. There's no disclosure. Governments are unlikely to disclose they have a bacteria or fungal outbreak because they don't want to be seen as an infectious hub. So the CDC is also in agreement not to disclose publicly areas that are involving an outbreak. So health authorities, hospitals, clinics, are not required to disclose if they have an outbreak in their facility. So other than the United States, countries to have cases are in Japan, Venezuela, Spain, the UK, Pakistan, Kuwait, South Africa, Colombia, India, and Korea. Here's a quote from the New York Times. It was also a report in Forbes, April 7, 2019, and it said, individual institutions and national states and local governments have been reluctant to publicize outbreaks of resistant infections, arguing there is no point to scaring patients or prospective ones. They don't want to scare off the prospects. See? Also, Vox.com says this, the Candida auris outbreak is a reminder that patients have no way of telling whether their hospital has infections. They go on to say the public does not tolerate secrecy regarding foodborne illness outbreaks. Therefore, why are the superbug outbreaks any different? Well, I'll answer that question. The answer is it is because foodborne illnesses, those outbreaks, cut into the profits of the grocery and restaurant industries and not into the profits of tourism and the medical industry. And yeah, but if you have a restaurant outbreak, it is shut down in a skinny minute. That's what Frank says. Absolutely, Frank. Yeah, but you know, see, the hospital's a little different. See, they're in bed with the government. Well, let me read you this quote. This is from Dr. MD Jason Burnham. He's an infectious disease specialist in Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. He says, transparency is not as simple as it may seem. It is a question of preventing undue panic while trying to protect the public. We run the risk of pulling the trigger too soon and scaring the public over a handful of cases, or a public notice can be counterproductive where people are too scared to get treatment when they are ill. I personally feel, he says, the public has a right to know about any outbreaks to make their own decisions, end of quote. Well, there's the, I guess, catch 22 and plausible deniability statement. Let's talk about the speculations and expectations, because the reports are speculating that it is the overuse of antibiotics and antifungal drugs, as well as the fungicide sprayed on crops, that has led us to this disaster. And with really no medications on the horizon, health authorities expect the deaths by 2050 from this pandemic to be 10 million. Well, who's at risk? Well, the fungus is especially deadly to people with weak or drug-suppressed immune systems, and it's become a global threat. So according to the Journal of Emerging Infectious Disease, the patients that seem to contact this fungus are those with existing medical conditions. So the 51 cases that appeared from 2016 to 2018 involved patients ages 21 to 96, and had 45% of them died within 90 days. So the study did report then the infections are high if patients have wounds, okay? And medicine can identify the fungus in a blood, in the bloodstream, or a urine analysis, or respiratory mucus. So they have to get body fluids to identify it. So the fungus has been found in the heart muscle and in the brain, I guess, of the dead patients. And it is pointed out that if the immune system is strong, they say patients have a good chance to overcome the infection. So if the patients have chronic health problems, it's going to be more difficult. And they notice that if patients have diabetes, if they've had an invasive surgical procedure, if they are on antibiotic treatments, if they are using catheters, if they have intravenous infusions where 4 out of 5 patients are going to get the fungus in that case, or wound treatments, 2/3 are going to get it. And if you're on feeding or breathing tubes, 50% will get the infectious fungus. So you've got a hospital environment that's, you know, really contaminated, and you've got equipment that's contaminated. And that's how they're getting it. Now, according to the Journal of Emerging Infectious Disease, the average age of patients to become infected is 72 years old, and over 50% are males with serious medical conditions. So if the fungus is in the blood, the mortality rate is going to be higher. Okay, so usually within 30 days, the mortality rate is 39%, and by 90 days, the mortality rate is at 58%. So we've got some serious things here. Here is a quote from Dr. Max Brito, Infectious Disease University, Illinois, Chicago College of Medicine. He says, it can be a combination of factors that makes you more prone to get this bug. It is a concern for people with chronic disease and weak immune systems. So, I mean, that's a good chunk of the population, you know. Well, let's look about the symptoms. This new plague produces fever, chills, and weakness, which could easily be misdiagnosed without a blood test. And if you go to your general practitioner, how often are they going to run a blood test, right? So if the blood test comes back positive, patients have a high mortality rate, usually within 90 days. And the problem also is that the fungus can be mistaken for other types of Candida species. The Emerging Infectious Disease Journal said in October, in their issue of October 10th, 2018, Candida ureus is an emerging yeast fungal infection that causes associated infections, and it can be misidentified by laboratories and is often resistant to antifungal medications. So the chances of a misdiagnosis is there as well. Well, what about recent cases in the United States? Well, the Chicago Tribune reported on 154 cases April 9, 2019. The first case was reported in Japan 2009, and the infection actually showed up in Illinois by 2016. So Illinois has been dealing with repeated infection alerts regarding this fungus, and it's responsible for a quarter of the U.S. cases right in that one state. Wow. Now, the fungus is now in 20 countries, and the U.S. reported 453 cases of skin candida ureus, and the patients really had no symptoms. However, if they just have it on the skin, these patients can shed the fungus off to surfaces and then infect others. So you got to be careful. I mean, you know, this person may work at a hospital. You never know. And then, you know, you kind of use the shopping cart after they used it kind of thing. Yeah. Well, what about infection control? Well, here's the sticky wicket of this whole thing. According to the Journal of Emerging Infectious Diseases, there's a real problem with hospitals not implementing sufficient infectious control standards. Out of 12 hospitals in Illinois, there were really no consistencies with contact precautions. So hand hygiene was a problem with a lack of available sanitizers. They also noticed the hospitals did not have adequate signs posted to notify staff and visitors of the precautions to wear gloves, gowns, and other protective gear. Another serious problem is the hospitals did not have adequate hospital-grade disinfectants to decontaminate with, and instead they just stocked common household cleaners, which are not approved for use in hospitals by the Environmental Protection Agency. They also cited hospital aprons were used instead of gowns, inadequate disinfectant equipment, staff lacked the knowledge of contact protocols, and overall lapses in infection control. And this is a hospital that you expect to know this stuff. You expect them to have the right materials and you know, products on hand, don't you? Don't you? Well, you know, it's like the bottom line. Bean counters run these hospitals. And so they're going to, you know, I'm not going to buy that, you know, I guess hospital grade disinfectant when I can buy Lysol and it's cheaper. And that's what happens. Yep. Yeah. They're for profit HMOs. Yeah. Cutting out that maintenance and training class. That's right, Frank. Oh, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
Back here in Herb Talk, and we're talking about the silent pandemic. Well, let's just recap a little bit here. It appears that the medical system so many are depending on is really letting people down. They're being negligent in managing a preventable spread of an infection. So when health authorities and the government withhold information on outbreaks, it prevents people from taking personal precautions. And most people think there is a protective system for infectious outbreaks. In truth, we have no public system to track and name the current outbreaks. They're not doing that. So the public has really no way of knowing if their local hospital is infected or not. And in addition, the health establishment is not doing enough, actually very little, with regard to the huge problem of drug-resistant pathogens. In addition to the Candida auris, we have a plague problem also with drug-resistant gonorrhea and tuberculosis. So the current conservative estimate is, and this is from Box.com, in the United States alone, 23,000 deaths and 2 million illnesses from drug-resistant infections annually. Okay, so what is to come? What can we expect? Well, We're told to expect the statistics are going to get worse, and that if there is not an answer to the drug-resistant microbes, modern medicine is going to need to stop all but the most urgent surgeries. So hip and knee replacements are all going to be too dangerous to do because of the fungus infection. Other procedures that would be put on hold would be like C-sections, organ transplants, chemotherapy because it suppresses the immune system. But you know what? You got powerful herbs, and there's no drug resistant to them. That's right. People need to realize that the average person has a suppressed immune function if they've ever taken antibiotics or vaccines and they neglect to support their immune system. So your immune boosting herbs actually bring the immune system strength back up to normal. So herbs support immune system function, and many pandemic pathogens are not resistant to a healthy immune system, which is especially supported by immune system herbs that contain germicides. Hello. So strong immune formulas are going to contain things like echinacea root and garlic. I really like garlic. I know you do too, Frank. It is antifungal. Okay, it's antiviral and antibacterial. So the echinacea will help the immune system make more killer T cells and also to help destroy the infection. So I like to use both of those in a lot of formulas, you know. So call the experts in immune boosting. That's Apothecary Herbs. And I'd point out they do have a pandemic kit, has a 10-year shelf life. And they also have a pneumonia kit and many other essential organic, herbal, whole food, and medicinal products. So give them a call or to order or to request their free catalog. The number is toll-free in the United States and Canada. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. They are having a holiday sale to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. And I believe it starts tomorrow. tomorrow, and it's 20% off. 20% off orders of $50 or more. It's a store-wide sale. So if you've been thinking about, you know, stocking up some things or doing some cleanses for the summer and have a good summer, this would be a great time to save some money. So give them a call, 866-229-3663, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Oh, yes. Frank, what did you say? Mainstream medicine, even for trauma, is going to be a problem. Yeah, if this fungus, if you're just going into the hospital, he says you're playing Russian roulette. Yeah, essentially, that's basically it. It's a pathogen hub. That's what the place is. All right. We're going to be talking about artificial cells for just a little bit. And it's just fascinating what, you know, where science is headed with a lot of things artificial. Because so much of the world is focusing on a lot of artificial elements to replace the organic ones. So, I mean, look at robots replacing, you know, human workers. They've made artificial blood. They've made, well, now they're making artificial cells. So let's get to that. It's almost like, you know, science wants to cheat a little bit and kind of cut in front of the line with a lot of their, research on the laws of matter and physics and things. So they're trying to reinvent or recreate, some of these major components, that make up us human beings. And so we're going to take a look and see what science is up to with regard to creating artificial cells. Frank thinks they're mad scientists. I think they could be, some of them. So let's talk about this new kind of cell. It's a biomedical engineers at University of California. They're doing some work in creating artificial cells. They have taken properties of living cells to create artificial ones that do not grow and divide. So these cells don't all act like the cells God created. So some may ask, well, what good is that if they don't have a life cycle? Well, we're told the engineers made these cells to detect and react to things like bacteria. And the researchers based their premise on Lego blocks that snap together. So the artificial cells can identify and bond to a bacteria and then kill it. The research did get published in the Journal of Applied Materials and Interface. And this was in 2018, September 2018. All right, so let's look at the structure of these cells here. I'm sure they're not shaped like a Lego block. The engineers stated that they built their artificial cells from the bottom up using liposomes, which are lipid membranes. And then they purified the components, including the proteins, the DNA, and the metabolites. So they said, we built these cells to mimic and act like an organic live cell. However, they can't divide and reproduce, and their life is very short. So, and by the way, they purified components. You hear that a lot with the vaccine serums. It's sterile, it's purified. You can't ever get anything sterile or purified, okay? You just get better microscopes in a decade, and you see how filthy the serum is, or you see how filthy the solution is. It's, you can't make something 100% bacteria free. Just can't. Let's talk about, what this is. A Professor Tan, he's a biomedical engineer at the University of California. He says this: we have demonstrated that our artificial cells can sense, react, and interact with bacteria, as well as function as systems to direct and kill bacteria, all with little dependence on their environment. Ever wonder what happens to these cells once they die? You know? Yeah? Where do they go? Well, let's look at the cell programming a minute, because apparently these artificial cells have to be programmed to be able to detect a chemical signature that bacteria gives off, like, let's say, E. coli. So by some, it's considered an improvement over antibiotics, per se, that are not discerning between good and bad bacterias, and they kill both. Okay, good point. Usually our cells are created to work in a specific nutrient-rich environment, and cells normally need water and protein and enzymes to function, but the engineers made their cells to be able to work in a variety of environments and with limited resources. So this would lend artificial cells to work in an expanded application within science. So what are they going to be doing with this stuff? Where is it headed? Hey, Frank, you want to guess? It's sort of a grab bag of guessing. Well, these cells are programmable. And science, genocide, that's Frank's guess. Frank, your brain went there. Okay. That's all right. We'll check that for a minute. So these cells are programmable, and science endeavors to use them in humans as antibacterial agents. So they hope to use them against the drug-resistant bacteria that does not respond to traditional drug therapy. They also look to use these programmable cells to act as a delivery vehicle to transport drugs to specific areas of the body, and also work as a type of biosensor so they can alert doctors of potential diseases. So science is genetically engineering these cells as a form of disease treatment for things like cancer. So this, they say, is a step in the right direction to help the immune system T cells to target the cancer tumor cell. And the details on how they are going to program these cells to attack cancer is important to take note of. The American Society for Microbiology reported in their April 2015 report that genetically modified salmonella cells were going to be tested to attack the cancer cells. So that's what they're going to inject people with, genetically modified salmonella. So, Frank, your guess may be close, for real. Science has been experimenting with different strains of salmonella, and one may be wondering, you know, why the salmonella? It is a bacteria that is known to colonize, and it binds to tumor cells that offer an anti-tumor action. That's why they've selected it. However, there is this delicate problem they have of finding a way for the salmonella only to attack the cancer and not to attack any of the healthy cells in your body. So they're working on that problem. So it's a bit of a glitch there. So if they don't get that right, the person could develop food poisoning or sepsis and die. I don't think I want to take the risk. Here is a quote from Roy Curtis, University Professor of Microbiology, Center of Infectious Disease, Arizona State University. He says, there is a long interest in using genetically modified microbes to target and destroy cells within tumors. And I think the study using salmonella is a significant way to help in the overall cancer therapy. Well, however, some in healthcare think, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
To developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Here at Herb Talk, and we're talking about the artificial cells coming to a grocery store near you. I'm just being facetious there. Some in healthcare think, you know, that there is a safer way to deal with cancer other than weaponizing mutant strains of infectious disease like salmonella. Yeah, I tend to agree. Now, the scientists have a real challenge when using salmonella, because when it colonizes, it multiplies. And then it attacks the tumor cells, and they become very toxic. And it happens very rapidly. So there's a toxicity thrown off in this attack. And so normally, regular salmonella bacteria cells will divide once or twice in a 24-hour period. But the genetically modified salmonella divides every hour and offers a real risk of toxins getting out of control and causing sepsis. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I think your genocide thing, you know, Frank, I think it may be that right there. The likelihood of patients dying the same day that they are given a treatment like this is a real risk. So further modification of the genetically modified salmonella, they think, will reduce the likelihood of sepsis. They think. It's a theory. But reducing the ability to get all the tumor, the patient would still probably get some chemo and radiation on top of the genetically modified salmonella. So, you know, here we got, let's just layer it like a sandwich, you know, all this treatment, toxicity. And my goodness, it's amazing that people survive. Yeah, Frank told you so. Yeah, Frank. Well, they are testing cell lines. In 1997, the Institute of Toxicology ran studies on these recombatant cell lines. And they're creating artificial cell lines for decades. They've been doing this a while. So they are trying to establish the standardization process of cloning these cells and then measuring their toxicity. So they'll know just how much toxicity you can stand, right? So, for instance, they tested genetically modified ovary cells from a Chinese hamster. Wow. Now, if the human cell lines were not available to mutate, they look at possibilities of using transgenic animal cell lines, like from your hamster. Ooh, I'm thinking about, you know, being injected with, you know, genetically modified Chinese hamster cells. Ugh. Frank, this is like some sort of, you know, comic magazine with, you know, some sort of cyber mutant warriors thrown in. Frank says the hamster's probably already looking for the cheese. Right. I don't know. Do they eat cheese, hamsters? I know they eat veggies. I didn't know they ate cheese, but I'm not a hamster person. So let's look at the advancements in the programming of these cells. This is what they're calling advancements. The researchers at MIT have stated they have learned how to reprogram human cells. And, of course, we're told that much of the research has been focusing on using cell reprogramming to treat diseases. However, how can such research be used to change maybe a person's DNA or the RNA?
It's an interesting question, which most likely would not be a stretch for science. Here's a quote from Professor Christopher Voigt, a biological engineer at MIT. He says, "It is literally a programming language. You use a test-based language just like you're programming a computer, and you take text, compile it, and it turns into DNA sequences, and then you put it into the cell, and the circuit runs inside the cell." Wow. So, I mean, there's something sacrilegious about that statement to me. You know, God made these cells, and here you are just, you know, funking around inside, you know, with the cells, just mucking it all up. Now, what Professor Voigt is describing is life-shaping methods. So, in other words, science has learned how to hack organisms to perform new functions. So it may be hard to kind of wrap your brain around this astonishing reality that they can reprogram disease now. Think about that. They can make disease selective to certain DNA sequences, or in other words, target specific races of people or animals. Wow. So you want to know that science, you know, the brains at MIT, you know what, you want to know what they call this? They refer to as toxin sniffing germs. Oh, that's real sweet. They are creating a biological circus, and it's nothing short of being, it shouldn't be messing with this. This is God's copyright they're messing with here. And you know what's going to happen. Nothing good's coming out of this. Yeah, they're weaponizing your cells. Definitely. They can actually reshape agriculture this way. You know, your plants. So what is even more alarming is that they based the cell reprogramming on a language of coding computer chips. They based it on computer programming. So DNA sequence codes are available now on the internet. And they have a master code to go by that was for, let's say, E. coli genome. But it can be applied to fit genomes of other organisms. Well, here is a quote again from Professor Voigt. He says, "The key to making the whole thing work is tailoring the language to the complex conditions within cells. They have computing elements like logic gates and are easily slipped into a bacterial genome. The speed of the new method of programming the cell DNA circuit that would have normally taken years to design now can be done with a touch of a button. This is a biological programming game changer." Oh, it's a game changer, all right, with their reprogramming here. Yeah, Microsoft Windows in your cells, Frank. Is that what you're meaning? Well, not if I can help it. My cells have a Holy Spirit antiviral software. Thank you. That's what I say. All right, well, what's the biological destiny? Well, our biological destiny is really up for grabs, if you've been listening. The ability to control and manipulate living things, human beings, is where we're at right now, okay, on a cellular level. So some scientists are alarmed at all this. Some of them with a conscience, yes, right, are saying, quote, "The ability to control the destinies of living things is too much power and responsibility for anyone to wield." I agree. So that is what technology revolution looks like, folks. Technology is overshadowing nature. Yeah, it is a big cloud, a big, I don't know, shadow, if you will. The Shadow Knows, wasn't there a show called The Shadow Knows? I bet he didn't know this. You know, well, you know, we just have to stay in 24/7 protective mode, apparently. Like it or not, we're forced to be living under conditions geared, to being self-protective, you know, in more ways than one than we ever thought. So if disease can be hacked and weaponized, it is an astronomical risk then to get a vaccine, isn't it, Frank? Isn't that one way they can hack your cells is through a vaccine injection you volunteer for? Yeah. It's high tech. High tech, I guess, versus the creator is what we're looking at. So it is a risk then. If they can do that, if they can weaponize disease, if they can reprogram cells, living cells, if they can hack your DNA with a vaccine, think about that. This could explain why black male children are at a higher risk of autism from vaccines compared to other nationalities. Remember now, they can be selective with certain DNA sequences to target specific races of people. So isn't that interesting that the risk of autism is higher for black males than any other nationality? So what other powerful life-changing discoveries has science made and not made public? Yeah, Frank's busy tonight. He's very chatty. Well, in the best interest of everyone to learn as much, you need to learn as much as you can about God's medicinal herbs, what he put here for you to protect you. And I truly believe there's supernatural protection in God's herbs, you know, so that none of these plagues will come near you. Psalms 91, hello? All the way from Genesis to Revelation, God is telling you, my herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. Now, certainly he can protect you without herbs. Absolutely. God's might is sufficient that way. But he's telling you to do something for yourself, you know, to use the medicinal, learn to use them. And now's the time. You know, now's the time if you're stuck on lifelong prescription drugs that don't strengthen your body but weaken it. Now's the time to figure out how you can change that situation for yourself. Well, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a free product catalog, and you will be amazed what you can do with God's good herbs. They have organic herbal organ cleanses. They have the immune system formulas. They have the metabolic strengthening herb formulas. They have pandemic kits. They have heart attack kits. They have herbs for pets. Oh, man, they got it covered. Because when I was in herb school, I knew that if you can boost immune system, strengthen metabolism, and get the toxins out of the system, you can sidestep a whole bunch of internal medicine disease. You can just forget about it. It's not a problem. So put the good nutrition in, get the toxins out, boost the immune system, strengthen the metabolism. You have that power. You have that power today. So exercise that might. Pick up the phone. Call 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Certified organic, professional strength formulas you won't get in stores. And I'm out of time. Don't forget, they have their 20% off sale starting tomorrow. So save on your orders of $50 or more and be well out there. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.